Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you enjoy these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. It really does help the algorithm. It helps us move forward to reach more people across Washington State. So today's scripture is kind of a continuation from yesterday. So if you haven't listened to it, I'd encourage you to go back to listen to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4, 1 through 4. And in those first four verses, Peter lays out that God has granted everything that we need for life and godliness. And he gives us the idea of God's sovereignty and his work in our hearts and our lives, that he's done all of it. And in verses 5 through 11, we're going to jump into right now, he then talks about our responsibility. But also for this very reason, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So we have faith in Jesus Christ, and that's not the end result. That's the beginning. It's faith through Jesus, in Christ and Christ alone. It's by faith through grace. And he says, I want you to add to your faith virtue, or some would translate this moral excellence. As we interact in the public square today, I want to encourage you to live a morally excellent life. Think about that for a moment. You're going to have encounters today like never before, and you're going to think, how am I morally excellent, or how do I go the way of the world? We are people who are set apart for as an example. Am I going to somehow just accept this thing that is contrary, or this viewpoint that is contrary to what the Bible says? Maybe you're a female athlete, and you're going to have to make hard choices today because you're going to be asked to compete against a male athlete. And we know that God has only two genders, male and female, and that he would have us stand in moral excellence, that is not right. And Title IX and those kind of things just really keep our sports separated in that way. To your moral excellence or virtue knowledge, you need to have some working knowledge of how the public square works and how you can interact in a way. To your knowledge, self-control. Now, this is the thing that I know about self-control. It's not easy. To be in control of one's mouth, to be in control of one's heart, to be in control of one's actions, it's not easy. We all fail at times. We don't have to. We're going to see that in the scripture, but we do at times fail and fall apart. And so we need to add to our morally excellent ways a knowledge of what God's word has to say, and then practice that with self-control. Daily practicing, getting up and saying, God, I want to live this out today. And to your self-control, perseverance, which is simply repeated self-control. So moment by moment, you're exercising self-control. Now, if you're like me, oftentimes I can have a moment where I decide, hey, I'm going to do better in that. And then 2 moments later, forget that I had made that commitment. And to that perseverance, godliness. Now remember, in verses 1 through 4, it says that God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. So he's done his part, now we do our part. And to your godliness, brotherly kindness, and to your brotherly kindness, love. These qualities stack on each other. In other words, you can't have brotherly kindness and love and somehow not have moral excellence or virtue. You can't, they build one to the next so that you understand one thing. If you want to have brotherly kindness and love, you've got to have self-control, perseverance, and godliness. And so this is where, as a culture, we're falling apart because we think that we can somehow love by coddling and holding on to each other's sinfulness and flesh. But the reality is this, unless God comes in and works on your heart and say, I truly want to love my neighbor by speaking truth and love to them, grace and mercy to them, that if I leave out truth, it's not love. It really is a hatred towards them. For if these are yours and abound or increase, they render you neither useless or unfruitful. Then you're not barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So God expects these qualities to increase in our life. However, if he who lacks these things is short-sighted and blind, forgotten his former purification from sin. If we are decreasing in these qualities, we've forgotten what the work that Christ has done on the cross for us. And verse 10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make certain of your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Now, this phrase, never stumble, really throws people off. Because sometimes when they see that, what Peter is saying, they think, oh, so I can live a life that never stumbles. And the truth is, yes, as long as you practice the things above. The fact is, we're human and we stop practicing the things above and then we stumble. However, we shouldn't make excuses for our sins and say, well, I'm going to stumble, so therefore I'm just going to do it anyways. God's given us everything we need for life and godliness, and therefore, as we look at moral excellence, knowledge, as we look at these areas of self-control and perseverance and godliness, let us practice those things. Let us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And understand that God has chosen us way before we ever chosen him. And as we walk in those things, we respond to repentance to the living God. He is a God that has seen us, he knows us, and we have our part to repent and turn to him and ask for mercy and to walk in his holiness and righteousness that he provides through the power of his Holy Spirit. For as so, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Eternity is at stake for yourself and for your neighbor. So what is the point of today? As you go into the public square, remember to supply your faith. Be diligent in supplying your faith with moral excellence. You can't just simply, well, I guess you can. We shouldn't simply just say, well, Sunday morning is our experience. That's it. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that God's sanctifying you and working on your heart and your mind. So like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. And if you haven't become a subscriber or you haven't shared or liked or commented on these videos, I would encourage you to do so. God bless you, and let's get out there and be diligent in our faith.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.